Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Temura, Perik Vav, Mishnah Beis. Ezu Esnan, that's one of the things that make an animal possible for the Mizbech. Sagt der Mishnah, Weimel Azayna, someone says to Azayna, Halach, Tole, Ze, take this lamb, Bischarchech as your payment. He is paying this person to do an Avera with him. Afila Meya, even if he gave her 100 lambs, Kulin Asurin, they're all Asur. It has to be, someone explains about Tanur, that it would be Asur for him to marry. Zakta Mishnah Vaiter, V'cheinu Oymer L'chaveri, if someone says to another, Heilecha Talazeh, take this lamb, meaning to say, take this lamb as a payment, V'talin Shivchascha Eitzel Avdi, and let your Shivcha spend the night with my Evet. Rebbe Yemi Rebbe says, Einoi Esna. That doesn't make the carbon an Esna. The Bat Tanur explains that his Eved over here is talking about an Eved Ivri that has no wife and children. If you remember from Parshas Mishpatim, and who doesn't remember Parshas Mishpatim? If he already has a wife and children, then the master can ask him to marry the Shivcha Kananis. But if he has no children, he has no right to. And we're talking about an Eved Ivri that didn't have any children. So Rebbe Yemi Rebbe says, Eino Yesnan, this is not considered Esnan. The Chachamim Esnan, the Chacham say it is. And as a result, this cannot be used. This sheep will not be able to be used for the Mizbeach. So chazing over our Mishnah, what's called an Esnan? Which type of an animal? It's called Esnan Zayna, which is possible for the Mizbeach. If someone says to a Zayna, take this Tle as payment for doing the Aveda with him, even if he gives her 100, they are all Aser. Someone says to his friend, take this Tle, so that your Shivcha should be with my Eved Ivri, Rebbe says that is not considered Esnan, the Chachamim say that it is. And again, the Bat Tanura explained, we're talking about a case where he was not allowed to marry a Shivcha because this Eved Ivri did not have a wife from beforehand.